Vav Amad Aleph Tahu Es HaMegila Ba'oda HaRishayim Nit Amro HaShana Keren Oysay Ba'oda HaShayim. So Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is speaking about that B'shas when they learned the Megillah they were unaware that they were going to be Ma'abo HaShana, so that's why they learned the Megillah. Later they were Ma'abah the Shonet, so it came out that this is other Rishon. So the Mishnah says, Kairin Oysa Ba'odah Shem. Ein ben Odah HaRishon La'odah HaSheni Ela Kiyat HaMegillah U'matonis Lavyayin. The whole difference between other Rishon and other Sheni is Kiyat HaMegillah U'matonis Lavyayin, which means let's just see the Gemara. The Inyan say the Parshis Zeh Bezeh Shov. Let us see what Rashi says on the Mikra Megillah. Kloima Shemasol Barishin Lo Yotza. He says that means even other Rishon there's no difference that whatever one can do on other Sheni, one can do on other Rishon. Now, Mikra Megillah, one cannot do another Rishon. Ala Inyan, say the Parshis. That's what the Gemara says. Say the Parshis. Rashi says, Parshis Shkolim, Vizacher Upora Vachaydish, Isnan Bemasnisen, Vibnei Ha'ir, Vibnei Gim Ba'oda. Now, let us just see a Lashon of the Rosh in one minute. The Rosh says, from that, we're just going on our Mishnah. That's Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Dafi HaRosh, page 66, the last. The bottom, it's on the first side, the first Omud on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Kol, it goes on the Mishnah. Kol is on a Gile Ba'oda HaRishin. Nisabra Hashana Keren Aisa Ba'oda Hashem. Ein Bein Oda HaRishon La'oda Hashem O Mikra Megila Matanis Lavyein. Nira Loima The Sefer Areshe Kaime Heichet the Kor that the Sefer, we say there's no difference between Oda Rishon and Oda Hashem. We must go to Selagabi the Kiyos HaParashiyos, it will help. Nira Loima The Sefer Areshe Kaime that the Sefer is going on the case of the Reisha. What is the case of the Reisha? Heiche dekora ha-megile ba'abo osa. Benis'abra ha-shona, benis'abra ha-shona. That means, b'shasila in the Megile was under the assumption that this is other. Later, benis'abra ha-shona, then later we found out, achein oida ha-dova, that this is not other. Oh, then there's a din ein bein oda rishin l'sheini al mitra megila matonis levyoinen. Then there's a chiddush that even though b'shas the kriya it was we assume Even though Bishas the Kriya, we had assumed that it was other Apobikin, it does not help when you have to lane it, or other Shane. So that's what the Rosh says. Oz ain't been other Rishon l'sheini, ela mikra megillah, umatonis l'vyayin. Af api daso berishon, tzichin la'avzer, v'la'asei sei b'shein. Avol kol shar dvorin, sh'asom berishon. V'shuv nis'abra Hashon, but other things, ain't tzichin la'avzer, v'la'asei shen b'shein. So then, that's what the Mishnah is saying. By Mikra Megillah, you have to lay it over again. V'heicha, av'heicha, v'nis'abra, De ilu nisabra shone kaidem adarishin, but if it was nisabra shone kaidem adarishin, os abi adararishin kemoi shvat, then it's like shvat, then there's no suffix that it won't help. All come a gmaralini in Pasha Zevis a shoving kloima. Shim koru bodarishin kolaba Pasha Shubro, ushe yesh toich laba shonin, toich la seizim b'shem. Avo loim is tava klal shabachol ha-shonim ha-mabor ishikol ha-parashi is b'shnei ador. So l'chayre, that's what the Rosh l'chayre is saying, that the Rosh l'chayre is saying that the whole Mishnah is speaking about the safe of the Mishnah. Is speaking about the case of the Reisha, that it was Nisabra Hashana afterwards. So then there's Halacha that Al Kaponim, the Gabi Kriyas HaParshi is, it will help, because Bishas Kriyasun still had a shame other. Okay, that is what the Rosh is saying. So it's the vial the Tana of our Mishnah holds that after Lagabi Mikra Megillah, after Lagabi Mikra Megillah, we have to lay over. But Lagabi Seder HaParshis, you don't have to lay over. Moni Masnitzin, Loi Tanekame, Veloi Rabbi Lezeb Rabbi Yaisi, Veloi Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Sanye, we learned Tabaraisa. Koru Esa Megillah, Veodo Horishin. Benis Abro Hashone Koyen Oiso Ba'odar Hashaini. So you repeat it over again. Shekol Mitzvois Shen Lo Yagos B'Sheini Ne'agis Barishin. All mitzvahs which have to be done in the Sheini Ne'agis Barishin Chutz Mimikra Megillah. So that's why you have to learn the Megillah over again. We'll see later, the Gemara held that our Mishnah is not going according to this Tanakama, because this Tanakama seems to be saying, Shekol mitzvah shenoyges v'sheini noyges berishin, chutz mimikra megillah, b'vayis tois matonos labyoinim, yoyotze with the other rishin, and our Mishnah says, you're not yoyotze with matonos labyoinim. So Lachayr is not according to the Tanakam. That's what the Gemara is going to ask later the Kash. Abu Lezer b'Rabbi Yosi Oimer Ein Koyrim Oisoi Ba'Oda Hasheini. You don't learn it Ba'Oda Hasheini. Shekol Mitzvish Shenayhages B'Sheini Nayhages Barishin. You see, the Mitzvah said Nayhages B'Sheini Nayhages Barishin. So Memele, you learned it Barishin, so you don't learn it anymore B'Sheini. That is mankrit. That's even not like the Tana of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you have to lean over the Sheini. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Mishum Rab Yaisi Av Koyren Oiso Ba'oda Hasheini. You have to lean it Ba'oda Hasheini. Shekol Mitzvahs Shenoya Geis B'Sheini Ein Nehages Barish. All mitzvahs which are noyig b'sheini are not noyig b'rishin, so therefore you have to learn again. You're not yoytze b'rishin. V'shovin behesped u'betaynis shasurin b'zeh u'b'zeh. L'chayra, everyone holds behesped u'betaynis, it is also other rishin also. Fragt die Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Heino Tanaka. Now, this is a very schwer Gemara. Svas Emes asks, now, Lucheire, you can look at it two ways. Mitzad the din of Mikra Megillah, they both said the same thing. They both said that you're not Yaitse with the Mikra Megillah of other Rishon, you have to lean over by other Shem. That's the same thing. But look what else they said. The Tanakhama says, Shekol mitzvah shenoya geis v'sheini v'hagis v'rishin. So the Tanakhama said that fakert all mitzvahs of other, you could be yaitze v'rishin. And Rab Shimon ben Gamliel said, Shekol mitzvah shenoya geis v'sheini ein hagis v'rishin. So he says, mamish pum fakert in the Tanakhama. So why does the Gemara ask Rav Shimon Gamliel Heinu Tanakam? The Shrek. So the Svas Emes wants to be matrik, he says it's a doichik, but he wants to say that the Gemara Bahavamine understood as follows, that the Tanakam is speaking about Hespit V'taimit, and he's saying Shekol mitzvah shenoya geis v'sheini noya geis v'rishin. That means that mitzvahs of hesped v'taimis, it's very unclear why this is called a mitzvah, l'chor it's called an issa. But anyway, he said the Gemara had a hava mineh that kol mitzvah shenoya geis v'sheini noya geis v'rishin, that chutz mi mikra megillah. That means even though it's an issa, hesped v'taimis, or the Rishon, Afal Pikein, Mikra Megillah, you're not Yoitze, but or the Rishon. So, that's what the Tanakhama is saying. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says as follows, Shekol Mitzvah Shanoigis B'Sheini and Noigis B'Rishon is speaking about other things. V'Shavim, and it's not Noig B'Rishon, V'Shavim, but or the Rishon and or the Sheini is Shavim, Behesped betainish shashurim bazeh ubazeh. Behesped betainish is also by both of them. So that's what this Svas Emes wants to say, that the Gemara who asked the Kasha, Heinu Tanakame, that's how she understood. That kol mitzvahs of that the Tanakame mentions means only Hesped betainish. And that's what he thinks, even though Hesped the Tainus is Noig Barishin, also Afal Pike Mikra Megillah, you have to lean over again. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says the same thing, that Shekol Mitzvahs here, his Shekol Mitzvahs does not mean Hesped the Tainus, it means Shal Mitzvahs. Shekol Mitzvahs Noigis B'Sheini ain't Noigis Barishin, but Hesped the Tainus is Noig. So they're the same. Omar Pope, so Rav Pope said, no. That's not pshat. Say the parshis ikka binai. No, kol mitzvahs does not mean, by the kol mitzvahs of the Tanakhama does not mean hesped v'tainis. Kol mitzvahs means talit parshis. The Tanakhama is over l'chadchile b'sheini. L'chadchile, you should do it b'sheini. Ovid Barishin Ovid Bami Mikra Megillah Daf Agav the Kor Barishin Kor B'Shein. So Memele, so that's what he's saying. So even though mitzvahs kriyas talit parshis, if they were said Barishin, show mitzvahs nehagis B'Sheini, which l'chadchile you have to do B'Sheini, is nehagis Barishin, you could be yoitze b'di'eved if you did it Barishin. Chutz v'mikra megillah. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi sovar afilu mikra megillah l'chadchila b'rish. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi holds shekol mitzvah shenoyges v'sheini noyges b'rish, including mikra megillah. Afilu mikra megillah l'chadchila b'rish. Nikolai mikra megillah l'chadchila b'rish. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel sovar. After Lu say the parshiyes, kori berishin, kori b'shein. So then Rav Shimon Gamliel holds of a kelt. Now kol mitzvahs includes shekol mitzvah shenoyges b'sheini. Kol mitzvah, not only mikra megillah.
אבל פרשי שנוגש בשני אינגש פריש. So now we just explained the Baraisa. So the Tana Kama holds that Kol Mitzvahs includes Seder Barakli is Talat Parshiyas, and that helps Parishim. And only Mikra Megillah doesn't help Parishim, but it would seem that Matonis Lav Yoinim, that was done Parishim, does help. And Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi holds that if only Mikra Megillah helps, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that nothing helps. Afilu Seder Darul Parshiyas also does not help Parishim. The only din Parishim is that it does have a hesped betaynis. That's the only semblance of Purim, which is Negeya by the Rish. So now the Gemara asks, now who does our Tana go like? Money. So who does the Tana of our Mishnah go according to? E Tana Kamem. If the other Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana Kamem, Kashi Matonis. So then it's Shvel Matonis. The Tana Kamem says Matonis Lev Yainim. You have to do over the other Shani. And the Tana Kamem of the Baraisa holds. You don't have to do over. Only Mikra Megillah. Here Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Yossi, Kashin, I mean Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi holds. That Mikra Megillah, you also don't have to do over. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kasha say the Parshas, because we are Medai from the Lashon of the Tana, Ein ben Odor, Yisrael, the Shein, Elokiyas, and Megillah, Matanas, Labiyem, that's the only difference. To a Medai, although the Kriyas, Dalit Parshas, helps Parishain, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it doesn't help Parishain. So who is the Tana of Amish? So on this Shaila, we have two Mahalk. La'olam Tanakam. The first Malach is that the Tanakama of the Baraisa is the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana Mikra Megillah. So that what he said, that the Kol Mitzvahs Anoyeges Barishin Lehages Barsheini Chutzmi Mikra Megillah V'huadin Matonis Lav Yoinim. That means when he said Mikra Megillah, it's understood that Matonis Lav Yoinim, he also has the same halacha. B'hot talya, because Matanas Lav Yoinim is totally a Mikra Megillah. We had before a name, Shalaniyim Nesuyis L'Mikra Megillah. So Memele, if I tell you that you have to learn the Megillah Odor Sheini, so Ashtetzach, you have to give Matanas Lav Yoinim Odor Sheini. But that's it. Well, the Shar Dvorin, Kriyas Dalet Parshiyas, Then you yaitse ba'odarisha. That's one mala. The boy is aime la'oilam Rab Shimon Gamliel. That our mission is going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel. We had a problem. Rab Shimon Gamliel seems to say that kol ha'mitzvah shanoye geis b'sheini einoye geis b'rishen. And nothing helps. And the Tana of our Mishnah seems to say that only ain bein, or the Rish or the Sheini, Elamikah Megillah Tanas Lav Yoinim. The Gemara says, Umas Nisin Chesuri Mechsere. That means the Mishnah is missing a few words. The Mishnah is not speaking, is not comparing other Rishin to other Sheini. The Mishnah is comparing Yudalit v'tesvov ba'odar rishin to Yudalit v'tesvov ba'odar shein. It's missing a few words. Masnisen chasurei mechzer v'hochikton. Ein bein arbo oso sheba'odar harishin v'yudalit sheba'odar hashein. Elo mikra megile umatonis. That's what the Tana says. Hola inyan hesped betaynis zebze shoven. So kris megile umatonis is that's the difference. You're not yaitze be odarish. You have to do it b'odar sheini. But ein bein aval inyan hesped betaynis shoven. And that is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says also. Shimon Gamliel also says that Rabbi Hesped Betaynis other Rishon is similar to other Shein. Beilu say the Parshi is loy mayri, but at the Tanne of our Mishnah Bechlau didn't speak about Seder Parshis. That means if the Tanne of our Mishnah is speaking about Odo Rishon and Odo Sheni, he says, Ein Bein. So Vaisto is that the Seder Parshis helps Odo Rishon. But if our Tanne Bechlau isn't speaking about Odo Rishon and Odo Sheni, he's only speaking about Yudalad Odo Rishon, Dalad Odo Sheni, that he says, Ein Bein. So Mamele means to tell us that there's a Isser Hespet Betainis, but he's not speaking Bechal about the whole Chaydish. So it could be he holds that you cannot learn the Dalet, to say the Dalet Parshis does not help, say the Dalet Parshis does not help Hestis, the Ba'adarish. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rab Chiya Bar Ovin, Omar Rab Yochanan, Hilchis Rab Shimon Gamliel, Sh'omar Mishum Rab Yosi. We pass out Rab Shimon Gamliel, so it comes out that the only thing which applies by other Rishon is Hespet B'tai. Now let us see Rashi. Zev is a shovin, so this is going on Seder Parshis. Zev is a shovin. Shim korim berishin and tzorich lachzer velikreis b'shem. Sha'asurim bozeh o bozeh. And what did he said? But the Rav Shimon Gamliel said that hespet v'tayin is asurim bozeh v'zeh v'yem abo'osa. V'chamisha oso shabishnei. But Hespet V'tainis is also by both. Ve'omar Rav Pope Garsinim. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Kol Mitzvahs come out. So he holds, he states that, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that say the Parshias, he states, L'chayim won't help. The Kol Mitzvahs. Was this noch ich toni, weil ich eigentlich besei der Parashi ist klar. Let us see this. Alle Indien sei der Parashi ist, zeh ve zeh shoven, she im koru ha arba Parashi ist ha oda horishe, she adayin lai hoyu yoidim she tzrichen la arba, they did not know the this is like the Rosh, Shaddai lo yoidim shetzich al Abba, ubosa hochi ovro ashone, so lekhoisom ba'odar ashene. L'chei Ritaisa seems to be saying that, l'chei this is like the Rosh, that the whole din, the Mishnah ben Isabel, that the whole Mishnah that is saying, ain't vain, of a legabi talit parshias, it helps, that's davke if it was Nisaba afterwards. Then it helps. So the kriya was in an order. Later we found out that the real order is order shein. Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Yosi sova af mikra megile lechatchile berish. Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Yosi holds that the lechatchile one can learn mikra megile berish. The nearer the day, where do we see that he holds lechatchile? Unless Rabbi Yosi said, "In Kairat, if you mind it, Ba'odarishin." We're talking about Koros Amagila Ba'odarishin. This Abra Hashone. So Rabbi Yosi says, "In Kairat, Ise Ba'odarashin." You're not Kairat Ba'odarashin. Fine. So where do you see that lechatchila you could be Kairat? So Taisvi says. That's what the Gemara says. Venira de daik mi diktoni mishne yisere. She kol mitzvah ish en loigais v'sheini noyhagis berishin. Why does he have to say this? He just said the aloche. So it's a mishne yisere. She kol mitzvah ish en loigais v'sheini noyhagis berishin. The mashme lechatchila. It's coming to tell us lechatchila da lechatchila is this one can lane. V'yeish shenoyegim lasais l'chayre from the it's very unclear here, but l'chayre taisis means l'chatchila, taisis means when do you have lechatchila? Lechatchila lechera means not the way the Rosh is. Lechera lechatchila means that afilo, I know that there's another shiny. I can lay in the Rishon. Lechera, that's the title lechatchila. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yisi. That Taisus Vayitul Lechera also seems to be saying this. V'yesh en noyigim la'asai. Taisus is speaking about Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, that... it means Bizman Azeh, we know that this is other Rishon. This is going to be another Shani. Yesh and Noigim Lasayish Yimei Mishte V'Simcha Ba'abo Oso Ba'chamisha Oso Shal Odo HaRishon. But they make Mishte V'Simcha. That means that Philip is Manenu. They make Mishte V'Simcha. It's Odo, so they make Mishte V'Simcha. V'riyete de masnisen nami mash mekein v'dekoma elo mikro megile matonis lani. It says, ein bein oda rishon l'oda sheni elo kriyas hamegile matonis lematonis lani. That's the only difference. Mechlal de l'inyin mishte v'simche ze v'ze shoveh. Now, Lechera Taisva seems to learn Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that the Mishnah seems to be saying, Lechera, not the way we mentioned before from the Rosh, that the Mishnah seems to be saying, that Taisva seems, Noyigim is Manazed, we know that there's an other Rishon and another Shani. The only difference in other Rishon and other Shani is Davke, Kris, Megillah, Matanas, Lavyonim, but there is a Chiyiv, Mishte v'simche ba'oda rishon. That's the Ritus Loshna Mishnah. In fact, this one didn't go down in Shulchan Aruch, that is the chiyuv of Mishte v'simche ba'oda rishon. V'loi nehire, v'mrine b'gmore, ole inyen espet v'taynit, ze b'ze shoven. The Gemara says, okay, this is the maskonis, the Gemara that the Tan is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Lahinian has put the time said is a shav. Mechlal, the simche umishte leke. That means, if it only says that is only a iser has put the time is, by stois, there's no mitzvah of simche umishte. Dal kochach loy tolye ha baha. Al kochach, that what he's telling us, that has put the time is an also, is not coming to tell us that Mishnah, the Sechiv Mishnah B'Simcha, the Italia Abaho, Lashmina the Mishnah B'Simcha Nogobo, Memelu Neser Besped. That means if we'll say that the Issa, Hesped Vatainis, is because of Sechiv Mishnah B'Simcha, so let him say the Sechiv Mishnah B'Simcha, and I'll understand Memelu Neser Besped. The Hayomim, Zatais being Zaraya, that the Issa, Hesped Vatainis, does not mean that is a chiyuv mishte v'simcha. That is means a raida yomim amurim b'megilas tainis, hasurim b'hespet, ein b'hem mishte v'simcha. All the yomim toivim, which are monoi in megilas tainis, there's the also the haspet and it's a no. So there is no chiyuv mishte v'simcha. So memele, if the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there's a Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha Barishon also, so why did he only tell us that there's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis, which does not necessarily mean a Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha? Let him tell us there's a Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha, and then Memela will understand there's Issa Hesped V'Tainis, because that's a Stira to Mishnah V'Simcha. And since the Tana only said, that's the Maskonis HaGemara, that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he only tells us that there's a din, is a Isser Hesped V'tainit, so by this is not here, but Mishnah V'simcha. V'chein Aloche, she'en tzorech v'hachmeh, l'asayis, Mishnah V'simcha v'odo harish. Baksimid Esfas Emes says that this Isser of Hesped V'tainit is an Isser from Megillah's Tainus Take. It's not a Purim Dike Issa that we learn from the Megillah. It's from Megillah's Tainus that they, the Megillah's Tainus, they ask you may Purim, So they answered, that's what I said, that this Isser is Mitzad Megillus Tainis, that is Isser Aspel Betainis, the other region, but there's no Chiyiv of Mishta Besimcha. That is Shitas HaTaisvus. Let us see further. So the Gemara Omar Rabbi Yoichanan, Shneyem Mikra Echo Dorshu. Es is Sai, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoisi, and Sai, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they both darshan the same place. They hold two opposite halachas. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoisi holds Chatchila Yoyitze Gila Barishin, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you're not Yoyitze only Bisheini. So they both darshan the same post. Shnei Mikra Echa Dosh. It says Bechol Shona Vishon. That means all the years should be similar. Ma kol shona v'shona. Odo ha-somach l'shvat, that the Odo, which we learn is the Odo ha-somach l'shvat, Afkan Odo ha-somach l'shvat. That's what Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi holds. So that's the man of Mikra Megillah. Shimon Gamliel sova bechol shona v'shona ma kol shona v'shona ador ha-somach l'nissen afkan ador ha-somach l'nissen. So memele yoni yoitze with Mikra Megillah odo shein. So they says the chol shona v'shona tells us one thing, that all the years have to be the same. You only learn the Megillah one month. Now, what that month is, that's the machlokes, Rab Lezer, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon Gamliel. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Bishleim, Rab Lezer, Rab Yosi, Misavet Taim. Ta'ein, Mavirin, Ala Mitzvahs. So, Lechere, what is Pshat? Pshat is like this. The Pasuk says that they will mekayimam themselves, that they'll make Yudalad Ador, that the Mekayimim themselves Yudalad Ador. So Lechere, without any Pasuk, so it's Mistava that the first Ador is also good. It's also Ador. The Mekayim and themselves to be Mekayim Yudalad Ador. So the first Ador is also good. Then you have the second Ador. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. That means that this is the Kiev is Ador, and this is also Ador. So if I can, so this is the Ador that I should be Kairin, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Even as Sakashe, so according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosi, the time of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, that's Magbel, the Ador, you're Mekayim with the first Ador. So why do you need Bechol Shona V'Shona? Why do you need Bechol Shona V'Shona? So Bekel Alta Dinei Mevirna Al Mitzvahs, I don't know which Ador to do, so I do the first one. Hey Mevirna, you do the first one. So Bachmi the Turi Evan says, if it would be Alta Din for Nei Mevirna Al Mitzvahs, that's right. You're supposed to do, you have an Ador now, learn the Megillah now. What if I didn't learn the Megillah now? So can I lane it the second Ador, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosi? So why not? Good, I should have done this. I should have done it this Chodesh. I didn't do it this Chodesh. So let me do it today. It's also Ador. So Bechol Shana B'Shana tells us, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosi, that you can't do it the second Ador. You can only do it the first Ador. That's why you need the two dinim, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and Mevirin ala mitzvahs and Chol Shona V'Shona. You have to know the Loshon Shekol Mitzvah Shein Noyeges B'Sheini Nehages B'Rishon. Maisa, there's no Noyeges B'Sheini according to Yemes. Unless he's saying the means that what you hold is Nehages B'Sheini, I hold is Nehages B'Rishon. But according to him, there's taken no such union of Noyeges B'Sheini. That's what Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi holds. El Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my time. What Svarma of Shem Gamliel, that we say that it means that the Samach Lanism, Amar Rabbi Tovi, Tam of Shem Gamliel, Mismach Gula Legula Odev. And it's preferable to be Mekayim Purim, the second Ador, because it's Mismach Gula Legula. Let us see what Rashi says. Hey, Mavirin, Mishabo, Liyodi, Agdim, Lasais. Dochi Tanya Bemechil, Tishmalta, Matsamatsais, Imbo, Mitzvah, Liyotko, Altach, Mitzendo. Gula, Legula, Purim, Lepesach. So that is the first Mahalach, how to explain the Machlaikis, Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi. Let us see Taisa. Mistaver Taime, the ein mavirin ala mitzvah. So here is a, okay, let's see Taisus. Mikan koshe lohod amrinem bepeik ezer makayma. Vigmore bekoma shiyore hadom o yeshefech o yesoid marovi shel amizbeach. Vigmore says that when the Kohen Gadol went out Yom Kippur, so we had the Shuri Adam for the Kabonis Pnim. So he was, the Shvichas HaShirayim was on the Yesoid Amarovi, which was the means when he went out from the Heichel, the first thing he met was the Yesoid Marovi of the Mizbeach, Achitze. The Dayik Taime. So the Gemara says, what is the reason that the Shlichas HaShirayim is the Yesoid Marovi? The Omakro al Yesoid Mizbach HaOilo Asher Pesach HaYol Moed. That's what it says. The Yesoid of the Mizbeach HaOilo, which is Pesach HaYol Moed. And what is the Yesoid which is facing the Pesach HaYol Moed? That is the Yesoid Marovi. That's what the Gemara does. The kosher hosom lomalikro typically the ein maviren ala mitzvahs. That means, so why do you need a posik to tell me that? Why do you need a posik to tell me that you're shayfer the shirayim and you said marovi? It's poshit when you go out of the heichel and come into the mizbeach achitzim. So the first you say you're going to meet will be the yisaid marovi. So typically they mavirin ala mitzvah of shehu yoytzei mi pesach ha-heichel. When he leaves the pesach ha-heichel, shehu mayrev, as he's coming from mayrev to mizrev, bi yisoid marovi hu de poge bereishim. V'yesh mefoshim, so why do you need a posik? The posik is, the Tosfos mean not all posik, but the Gemara in Zvachim says the posik. The pasuk is a yisoid mizbach ha'ilo asher pesach ha'il moed, that the yisoid which is facing the pesach ha'il moed, which is the yisoid marovi. V'yesh mefoshim d'loy shayich l'meima mevirin ala mitzvahs ela heiche sheyesh lefonov shtei mitzvahs sheyesh loy laseis koidam oisid apoge bereishim. That others wanted to say the Gemara uses in Yuma Eima Viren Ala Mitzvahs an example. A person comes into the Heichel, he has to make the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, he has to make the Dishon HaMenoya. So he has two mitzvahs HaMutoleis Olo. The Shail is, which mitzvah should he do first? So the Gemara says, since when he comes into the Heichel, the first mitzvah he's Poigeya is the Mizbeach, so he does first this mitzvah before that mitzvah. So the Eim Aviren Ala Mitzvahs means, I know what mitzvahs has to be done. The Shaila is, which mitzvah should I do first? So Eim Aviren Ala Mitzvahs tells us, you should do this mitzvah first, because you're already in the vicinity of this mitzvah, do this mitzvah first. So these Mefoshim answered, but over here, the Shaila is, what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? There's a thin shvicha shereim. Where do you make this mitzvah? There's not in the name of Iran ala mitzvahs to be megale how the mitzvah should be done. The whole name of Iran ala mitzvahs is only telling me, if I know which mitzvahs have to be done, how they should be done, the shail is which one to do first, then there's a din of Iran ala mitzvahs.
But over here, the Dinei Mevilah and the Hamitzvahs would tell me which Yisod you should make the Shvichas of Shiraim. There's no such Dinei Mevilah and the Hamitzvahs. That's what they said. So that's very good when you're learning Zvochim. You can say Yishtik Torah. Frektach Toishvahs, but when you come to Ze'enoi, the Ochelek El HaMitzvah Achaz V'lohochim Eforashat HaMashim Dei Mevilah. Toishvah says, but our Gemara, we don't have a Shaila. Which one to do first? The shaila is, which is the other that the mitzvah has to be done? I don't know which other it has to be done. And then Anagamo says, Ey, mevirin ala mitzvahs is megala to us how the mitzvah has to be done. That means it's a memele, it's over there also. I know there's a din of shvicha shirayim, and I don't know how it should be done. So, kakert, Ey, mevirin ala mitzvah should tell me. Since the first yisoy that you meet is the yisoy marovi, so you should be shayfach on the yisoy marovi. The bein Yehuda tirets the lav kro avamin edai mavirin lechatchila. Or the yevet shori, shemori itzterech the osar b'diyev. So the Sfasemen says pshat Rabbi Yehuda as follows. That means that if a person is standing in front of the Yisoid Marovi, and shouldn't I be Shoifach now? So, in a Virna Mitzvah, here you have a Yisoid, here you have a Mokim Shviche, be Shoifach over here. Fine. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that. But what happens if he went further? He went away now. Now he's not by the Yisoid Marovi. Now he's by... He's by the tzvoyin. He went away. He's over here. Now he's by a different yisoid. He's by the yisoid tzofen of the mizbeach. So memele, he's in a different moke. So now, passing the din ain mavirin ala mitzvahs. I mean, I was mava. Now I'm in a different moke. Now, maybe I should do it here. If I care, now I'm by this yisoid. So I should make a shvicha by this yisoid. Now there's a new din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. I'm over here. So therefore the Pasuk tells me, Sal Tadin of Ein Mavirin Take, that would be Take right. Now you're here, you did the wrong thing then, but now you're over here, so be shvicha over here. So the Pasuk tells me that no, Al Pesach Oyel Moyed, that yisoid, the Yisoid, which is Pesach El Moed. No, the Shvicha has to be by the Yisoid of Pesach El Moed. So you have to go back. This is not all time of Yirna La Mitzvah. B'shemach Yitzchak, the Oser B'diyavet. That means that Philo, he went away. Philo went away, he has to go back. Dachmutis, the Svasemes, once of Enver, the Turyevan Eshakashe, that the Shvicha Shirayim Bechlal isn't Ma'akiv. The Vimleinosan Laikev. So if it's not Ma'akiv, what are you saying? It's Ma'akiv B'dievet. So Taksimid the Svasemis wants to answer. No, B'dievet, he means like this. If he went away from that Yisod Marovi, now he's by a different Yisod. So now what should he do? Well, you have to make Shvicha Shiraim. Should I do it here or should I go back? That's B'dievet if he went away. So what should he do now? So the Pasuk says, the din of Ein Mavirin, I would say, now that you're here, so there's a new din of Ein Mavirin, that you should be Shefech over here. It's Kamash Malot, Chathchila, go back. If it wasn't Shefech in Gamsen, so B'dievet, it doesn't pass through the code, Nein Echanami. But B'dievet means he went away from that Yisoid, now he's by a different Yisoid. Inami nira osam de mitam de mavirin loy chazinon elo de chol marovi shal mizbeach kosher. Aber Yisoid loy chazinen de tzorech. Shemach Yitzchak kol hashminin Yisoid. He says that means that the Ruach Marovi that I know from Ein Mavirin. But who says that the Shvicha has to be by a Yisoid? So the Pasuk tells us that the Shvicha has to be by a Yisoid. But the dinner has to be by a Yisoid. So the Turi Evan asks, he doesn't understand. The Pasuk says, as we mentioned before, the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ilo El Pesach Ha'il Moed. The Yisoid, which is Pesach Ha'il Moed. So he says, that what it says, the Yisoid, is good. It's coming to tell us that there's a Din Shvicha by a Yisoid.
That need a posik. But it says Pesach Oyel Moyed. The Gemara darshan the Yesod, which is Pesach Oyel Moyed. So that he asks that you don't need a posik. That chelik of the posik you don't need. That is the klalim of Yiran Ala Mitzvahs. That's what the Triyemen asks on Pesach. Now the Gemara wants to say, and so the Gemara was Mevayer, the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi holds that, it's a Shana B'Shana, that all the years have to be similar, and you only lane in 1 month. The 1 month is the first month, Al Tzeim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the 1 month is the second month because it's Mishet Gula, Mismach Gula Legula Odeh. Rabbi Loza Oymer, Taimed the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mehoch. A different reason. It says, Lekayim es Igeres Apurim Hazois Hashenit. That is to tell us that when are you Mekayim it? In the second month. Bechoydesh Hashenit. So Hashenis is telling us that you should, they should be, the mitzvah should be Bechoydesh Hashenit. Ve'itach lemichtev Hashenis, ve'itach lemichtev b'chol shana v'shana. So we have here two psukim. Ve'imi b'chol shana v'shana, if it only say b'chol shana v'shana, that each year is the same, which means, each year is the same, that you have to be kaire 1 month, one other, like all the years that are the same, avamina kekushim. Maybe it's the first month. Kamash Milan Hashenis. It says, no, it's the second month, the second month. Vyashmina Hashenis. Ava Mine Betchila Berishin Ubishain. I mean, it wouldn't say Bechol Shana Bishana. I would say that you have to do both months. Both are orders, you have to do both months. Kamash Milan Bechol Shana Bishana. That no, that all years are similar. So just like in a year that's not Mu'ubah, it's only lained 1 month. So when it's Mu'ubah, you also only lane 1 month. In which is the month that you lane, that I learned from Hashem is the second month. Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yosi, Hay Hashem is my Ovid lay. Rabbi Leza, what did Rabbi Leza do with the Shainis? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yosi, Haya Shainis, my Ovid Lay. What did he do with Hashainis? He learned that you learned the Megillah, Odorishin. Iboy Lay, Lechon Rab Shmur Bar Yehuda. To Omar Rab Shmur Bar Yehuda, Betchilo Kavua Beshushan. That the first Kviyas of the first year was Beshushan. That means that there was a lekayim as igeres apurim hazoi hashenis. That the shenis was that it should be b'chol ha'olam kulay. There's a very interesting reshash over here. The reshash says he has a big ariches, but the reshash just like to mention the kash of the Rishash and the teres of the Rishash. The Rishash is permission apliya on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Betchila kavua b'shushan ulebesayif b'chol ha'olam kulay." So that's the time of Geras Hashenis that the Purim is noig b'chol ha'olam kulay. L'chayre tamua. So the Rishash says, "Regam b'michtav harishin v'moltchai." Ksiv al kol ha-Yehudim asher b'chol medineis ha-melech v'ho-choykim b'kibul ha-Yehudim kimu b'kiblu. So memele, so the first one was also b'chol o'ilam. So what shall the kaim egeres ha-shenis b'chol o'ilam? So he says as follows. Just nearly, the avshach ha-shveirish molach b'kipe, he was a melech al kol o'ilam, Kidalakamo, Vahin Kuf Chav Zayin Medinis Mahidu Vyatkush. Mikomokim Hoyu Chalukim Bimemshaltai Aleyim. But the Memshole that Achashverish had on all the Medinis was different. Not all were the same.
Al eis emehem loy hoya rak melech hakoilu. That means he was the melech hakoilu. That's the melech. Umikol mokim hoya melech proti zulosoi. But on that medina there was the melech proti lechol echod ve'echod. And these medinas, he was the melech hakoilu. He's the melech of the melochim. But this mokim had a melech proti, umisnalim al pi dosi. And the Chlamein Lamaise, he was the one that was giving the laws. He was putting down the laws. Bal eze mehem, ho yuhu gam ha melech aproti. And other medinas, there was no melech there. He was the melech aproti. So now the Rishar says, ubechol mokim sha'imel, Medinois Hamelech, where it says in the Megillah Medinois Hamelech, Stam, Hakavona al Medini Shoyo Hu Hamelech Aproti Aleim. That means these Medinis, which does not mean Kuf Chav Zayin. There were Medinis that he was the Melech Aproti. Ak Bemokein Shu Oime Kuf Chav Zayin Medinis Mahidu Vat Kush Koilo Kol Akipe. Then it means the whole Although whatever he was, Moshel over, therefore the Medinas, he was a Melech a Kloli also. Now let's not go into the Ariches. So the Rishah says as follows, that the Gzeiris Haman was only on the Medinas, that Achashverish was the Melech HaProti. Because if he goes into the other, if he'll be, make a Gzeir on everything, so then he has to handle with the other Malachim, who says the other Malachim Aprotim will be masking, and they might make Kalya the whole thing. So therefore he didn't want that the Gzeire should be Nispashit on all the Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas. It was only on the Medinas that Achashverosh was a Melech Proti, and since Achashverosh was masking, so Mamele, they sent out the Igris to Davke, to these Medinas. The kids, so he says the Iker Nes was Dafke in these Medinas, because there was the Gzeire of Haman and with Achashverosh. And the Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas, and the other Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas, where there were other Melochim Protiim, and there wasn't Gzeire's Haman. So the kids, he wants to say that the first year, it says, what was the Loshni Yisrael? Chertim Udrei Gamba Michtav Arishin Demot Chaksid El Kol HaYehudim Asher Bechol Medina Yisamelech. He says, yeah, the first, they were Mekabel Po Bechol Medina Yisamelech. Medina Yisamelech, where he was a Melech Proti. And that they were Mekabel Purim. But, because there was the Iker Anes. And the Kuf Chav Zayin Medina, which included, that was a Melech Kloli. And that, the Lamaisa, they weren't Mekabel Purim, because there wasn't a Dikernes, because there wasn't Xeris Haman wasn't on those Medinas. In the second year, it says already, Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas. So Memeli says, that is Pshat and Agamore. Agamore says, Betchila Kavua B'Shushan. Shushan does not mean only Shushan. Shushan means all the Medinas which were Daimel Shushan, that Achashverosh was a Melech Proti, and there was the Iker Anes. And later, Lebesoif, Bechol Ha'olam Kulei, there, by the second Igeres, there it says already, the Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Sholchol Lehem Esther Lachachomim, Kavuni ledeiros, that they should be keveyed, Megillas Esther ledeiros. Sholchelo, kina atma ereres aleinu. That means if there'll be a Megillah that's kavu ledeiros, a mekriya ledeiros, so that will be ma'ira kina by the umes ha'ilo. Let us see Rashi, kavuni leyontev, ulekriya liyois, li l'shem. The Sifsa Chamin wants to say maybe geiros liyis lei l'shem. Hashem, that should be for the Rabbeinu Shalom L'Shem. Yeah, so they said, Ki na'at me'reres aleinu, she'yoyim ruhu umis, she'onu smeichim lahaskir ma'polosov. So Memele, so this Pegdel, Bing, Sinas Ha'umis.
So Shalchalem, Kvak Suvani Al-Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Modayu Poras.
I mean, this is already in history books already, so Memele, what happened then, I'm not being Moira. I mean, the Tvetral Aniksuve, V'Shom Yuroyim Ashiro Lahem Al-Yedei Yisrael. So the Megillah will not bring about a new Sinas Yisrael.
Rav, v'Rav Chanine, v'Rav Yochanan, v'Rav Chavive, Masnu, is Bekula say the Moyet Kolke Aizuge, Chalupi, Rav Yochanan, Omar, Rav Yonis.
We see the Rishashas and Rashi, others are Machlet. That means others say that when you have this group of Amiroim and say the Moyet, so you take out Rav Yochanan and you put in Rav Yonis.
Sholcholom Esther Lachachomim, Kisvuni Ledoiris. Sholcholom, Aleiko Safti Lacho Shlishim.
It says in the Posik, a Posik and Mishlei, that three times we should mention Melchemes Amalek. The three times are once in Shmois, once in Devarim, and once in Shmur.
Shlishim Velei Rebei.
So Mamela, there can't be now that the miut, that this should be only written three times in Kisvei HaKodesh and not four times.
Ad shemotzu loy mikro kosu b'teire,
till they found a posik in the Teire, which seems to be saying that it should be mentioned a fourth time also.
Ksoiv zois zikorin baseif.
This is the posik. Ksoiv zois. Masha Kosov Khan of a Mishnah Torah. That's one ksiva. Is that what it says in Torah?
Zikoroin Masha Kosov in the Vim.
So now, Baseifa, there's the third Moke, Baseifa, Masha Kosov in Megillah.
So they found a posik that there's
a remnant that there should be another ksiva, Baseifa, and that's going on Megillah's test.
So the Gemara says, this oifen, how to darshan the posik, is a machlokes kitanoi. Ksoiv zois, mashe kosov zan kan, zikorein. Ksoiv zois, mashe kosov kan. One time holds, ksoiv zois is only going, and that what it says in Parshas Peshalach. Zikorein, mashe kosov b'mishnetoy. Baseifer, mashe kosov b'nevim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua.
So Rabbi Yeshua holds, there's no mitzvahs ksive of Megillas Esther for Kelt. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Takesh Lishim. It's Takesh Lishim that Melchemes Amalek should be written only in three places. It should only have a ribu here. That these are the Shlishim.
Rabbi Leza Amido Yoima, Ksaim Zois, Mashekosur Kanu B'mishnetay.
That's going in all the Mekoyimis and Chumash.
Zikorein, Mashekosu b'Nevim.
Haseifa, Mashekosu b'Megillah.
So what does Rashi say?
Zois, Mashekosu b'Kano b'Mishneh Teire, v'chol Mashekosu b'Teire, Koirei Ksav Echa. That's called one Ksivah.